This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I also promise to share with you what I believe to be is the greatest key to khushu'. If you understand this key and you use it for your salah, you will see a dimensional change in your salah from the next prayer, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. What is it? Before I share it with you, let us work our way to the answer. If I was to ask you the question, which month of the year is it that most of us experience the most khushu'? Which month usually? Qawlan wahidan, Ramadan. Then if I was to ask you, which act of worship in the month of Ramadan do we usually experience that khushu' the most? In salah, in prayer. Which prayer specifically do we experience it the most in? In the Taraweeh Salah. Which part of the Taraweeh Salah do we experience the most khushu' in? The? Last 10 days. And which Salah? Which Salah? Tahajjud. Yeah, Taraweeh. Bismillah. Taraweeh is Tahajjud. Aywa? Laylatul Qadr. Yeah, okay. What if we don't know when Laylatul Qadr is? It's nightly. Nightly, brothers. Is it not the Witr Salah? Why? Which part of the Witr Salah specifically when the Imam starts to make dua? Do you agree? Yeah, do you agree? How come? This is the key that I want to share with you. Why? Why in the Witr Salah do you see people sobbing more than any other time of the year? Weeping. How come? The Imam, he begins making dua, imploring the majestic Allah Al-Kareem subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling upon him, praising him, glorifying him, asking for Jannah, seeking refuge from Jahannam, confessing the weakness and sins and deficiency, and asking for what we don't deserve of, complaining of our problems and our pains for our ummah and our families and our children, ourselves. You see people weeping. Why? Because during that moment you've experienced something called al-munajah. Al-munajah, it means private talk with Allah subhanahu. You experience the sense of engaging in secret, private communication with Allah Jalla Jalala. For a lot of people, their salah for many years feels like it is one-way traffic. One-way communication. I am praising, I am reciting, I am bowing. It's me sending things to the heavens. And not once does he experience all throughout the year, other than Ramadan, perhaps in Witr, when it becomes two-way communication. And this is what opens up the hearts as it bleeds. It bleeds its sins and allows Iman to fill in its place. Munajah, this is the secret. To come into your salah feeling that this is a conversation with my Lord. So you say, Allahu Akbar. Hold on a minute. What did you just say? Allah is greater. You have just told him directly that you, Ya Rabbi, my Lord, you are greater than my worries and greater than my ambitions. And you're greater than the job that I've just left to pray for you. You're greater than my spouse. You're greater than my illness. You're greater than everything. So I've come to stand before you. You feel that you are speaking to him and he is responding, Jalla Jalalu. And then you begin to introduce a Surah Al-Fatiha. What do you say when you begin your salah? Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik. Glory be to you, O Allah, and I praise you. Look, I praise you. You're speaking to him directly. Wa tabaraka smuk. And blessed is your name. Wa ta'ala jadduk. And exalted is your might. Wa la ilaha ghayruk. And there is no God but you. Ya akhi, you're not saying to someone, can you deliver a message on my behalf to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're not saying that. You're not saying, can you take a message to him and say that I praise you and I love you and I need you? You're speaking to him min ghayri tarjuman, with no middleman, no translator, no interpreter. You're speaking to him and he is speaking back. And we will see this when we study Surah Al-Fatiha as part of our program for khushu'. You will find that Allah Jalla Jalaluhu answers back after every ayah you recite. So come into your salah with this mentality. Why is it that we love people whom we love so much? We're not so attached to them anymore when they're dead, because they can't talk back. that exchange of empathy and love. Just now, subhanAllah, before I came to you here, I had a case with the Sharia Council. Husband and wife, they want a divorce. At the core of it was what? The wife said, I feel like the man is dead. What do you mean, sister? MashaAllah, healthy man, strong man, mashaAllah. She said, no, he doesn't show empathy. He doesn't praise me. He doesn't give me the emotional satisfaction that I require, just to speak well of me and to reassure me. Does he pay the bills? Yeah. Good with the children? Fantastic. Does he help in the house? He does. But you want a divorce? Yeah, because he doesn't give me what I need from an emotional perspective. Emotional. That's why when you feel that you're spoken back to, there is communication, that's when we love. وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. And to Allah belongs the best example. Allah Almighty speaks back at you. And that's why we enjoy the Witr Salah so much. And we want to take that idea in Witr and extend it to every one of our Salah. Every Salah you make, I am about to engage in Munajah. The private talk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhana Rabbi al-Azim. Glory to my Lord, the Mighty. You're speaking to Him. I think that you are mighty, O Allah. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, you say that in prostration. Glory be to my Lord, the Highest. I believe you are the Highest, O Allah. Speak to Him. And I share with you, and perhaps we will close with this hadith. Ya Allah, one of the most beautiful demonstrations of munajah with Allah that comes by way of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I'm going to translate this dua for you sentence by sentence, and I want you just to read and to hear the undertone. It is the words, they are the words of a man who is communicating with Allah directly and expressing his love and thanks and gratitude to Him. That transforms the salah. Memorize it if you can. Muslim narrates on the authority of Ali that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say in the beginning of his salah during the night prayer, he would say, وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا. I have turned my face solely to the creator of the heavens and the earth. وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And I don't associate partners with Allah. إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي. O Allah, my prayer and my sacrifice. وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي. And my life and my death. لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. They belong to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. He has no partners. وَبِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتُ. This is what I have been commanded. وَأَنَا مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. And I am from the Muslims. And then he said, اللَّهُمَّ أَنْتَ الْمَلِكُ. O Allah, you are the king. Look, he's speaking to Allah. It's not just an invocation, a prayer that you're just uttering. He's speaking to him. And that's why the Sahaba, they couldn't bear, a lot of them at least, to pray the Qiyam with the Prophet ﷺ, because it was so long, it was as if he had disappeared into a different world. And he wouldn't feel his injured feet that were cracking open and swelling, because he's speaking to a Lord that he's obsessed with that conversation. He continues and he says, Allahumma anta al-malik. O Allah, you are the king. La ilaha illa anta. There is no God but you. Anta Rabbi wa ana abduk. You are my Lord. And I am your slave. ظَلَمْتُ نَفْسِي. I've oppressed myself. وَاعْتَرَفْتُ بِذَنْبِي. And I confess my sin. فَاغْفِرْ لِي ذُنُوبِي جَمِيعًا. So please erase all of my sins. إِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Because nobody can do that except you. He said, وَاهْدِنِي لِأَحْسَنِ الْأَخْلَاقِ. And please guide me to the best of manners. لَا يَهْدِي لِأَحْسَنِهَا إِلَّا أَنْتَ. Nobody can do that except you. وَصَرِفْ عَنِّي سَيِّئَهَا. And remove from me the evil manners. لا يصرف عني سيئها إلا أنت. Nobody can do that except you. لبيك وسعديك. Here I am, O Allah, at your call and enjoying your service. والخير كله في يديك. And all goodness is in your hands. والشر ليس إليك. And evil is not to be attributed to you. أنا بك وإليك. I exist through you and my return will be to you. تباركت وتعاليت. Exalted you are, O Allah, and high is your might. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. I turn to you in repentance and I ask you to forgive me. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. So a person who prays this mentality of munajah, I'm in a private space with my Lord and I'm talking to a Lord who hears me, who sees me, who understands me, who responds back to me, the salah would be transformed. And that is why Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak, he said, I asked Sufyan al-Thawri, عَنِ الرَّجُلِ يُصَلِّي بِأَيِّ شَيْءٍ يَنْوِي. A person who prays, what should his intention be? Sufyan al-Thawri said, يَنْوِيَ أَنْ يُنَاجِيَ رَبَّهُ. He should intend that he is in a private talk with Allah. That should be the niyyah, the intention before salah. In conclusion, brothers, sisters, just to wrap up, the objective of this series, which will really start, inshallah, from next week, bi-ithnillah, when we start getting into the motion of things, is three things, threefold. The first objective behind this salah rehabilitation program is to transform your salah, such that by the end of it, you will find that there is a real shift, paradigm shift, a material change in your salah after it, as opposed to how you were before. That's objective number one. Objective number two is that you find your happiness in salah. You find your relief from your sorrows in salah. You find the cure to your pains and the healing of your injury in salah. وَجُعِلَتْ قُرَّةُ عَيْنِي فِي الصَّلَاةِ. The coolness of my eyes has been placed in the prayer, as our Prophet ﷺ would say. That's objective number two. And the last and final objective is to enter Al-Firdaus Al-A'la. To enter the highest gardens of Jannah. This is one of the objectives behind this series. Why? Because when Allah Almighty spoke about the people of Jannah in Surah Al-Mu'minun, He said, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ. They are the ones who shall inherit. Inherit what? الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will inherit Al-Firdaus, the highest gardens of Jannah, and they will live there forever. What are their characteristics? Go back to Ayah 1 and Ayah 2 of the same surah. Allah gives you about seven characteristics. And the first of them, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Successful are the believers. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Those who pray their prayer in a state of khushu'. In the end, we're told they shall inherit Al-Firdaus, the highest gardens of Jannah. Allahu Akbar. So these are the three objectives of our series. We ask Allah to allow us to accomplish them. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad. Walhamdulillahi.